Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum II Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma. I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, April 4th, 2011, More Success Team Prepaid Legal Group Training Call. Of course, we host this call the first Monday of every month, and we use it to assist our associates who focus on group marketing.
What happened? Anybody hear him?
All right.
Randy?
I am sorry the operator cut me off, but as I was saying, this is convention week, and we look forward to being able to see many of you in Oklahoma City. There's going to be some really exciting things that will be announced this year, and I hope everyone, of course, will be at our More Success Team breakout session, which is on Sunday. If you haven't yet registered for that, you can simply go to our website at www.moresuccessteam.com, get registered before it's too late. But now to introduce our special group trainer, I want to go to Ada, Oklahoma, to an original Millionaire Club member. Of course, he's Executive Vice President of Prepaid and the leader of our More Success Team, and that is Mr. Ken Moore. Are you on, Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy, and I'm very excited to be on this call tonight because this next gentleman is not only the best manager in the group division that Prepaid has ever had, he's become a friend, and of course, I've got him kind of under the gun because his wife used to work for him, and she's a super great lady. But you know, Randy, we're on the group call, but, you know, I would like to, for us to start having the top people in Prepaid writing groups be in our organization. I think we could accomplish that. We have before. We can do it again. It's still all up for grabs. You know, of course, Rob Best, Rob, he's out there every day opening groups. And, folks, that's the secret to doing it, opening new groups and consistently servicing your other groups, getting out there, getting after them. I know that Jeremy and I went out last week, and we got a couple of the older groups set up and everything, and you got to work those things if you want to keep them. If you don't, the company's going to give them to someone else because they can't afford not to. That is just like a little oil well. If you work it, it just a little every once in a while, but it'll keep pumping, and it's invaluable to your residual income. It's just great. But this man is going to talk to us a while tonight. I hope he can spend a lot of time with us. He has so much knowledge. And I tell you, they're developing so many new things into the group marketing division, and it's going to really, really expand the rest of this year and next year, Randy. And I heard Cheryl Ann and Don Bryan and Bob Pelster and all those on here that writes groups. And I just want to see you guys up there. So as I have in the past, you know, the top group opener is going to get a cash award from us this next year. The top producer will get a cash award. The top recruiter will get a cash award. So we're going to be announcing those pretty quick. And, of course, Bob, Jimmy Parrish and Sherlyn Legato knows what it's already about. But right now I'm going to turn it to your friend of mine, manager of all United States and Canada group marketing, nobody but our friend Mr. Keith Davis.
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Moore, and really appreciate you you know, I can't say enough. You're really the example for everyone that's on this call, you know, and I just think every morning I come in, and folks, I come in to Prepaid earlier about anyone out there, 7 o'clock some mornings before that, and it's not uncommon when I come in that I walk by Mr. Moore's office and he's in there already on the phone with many of you guys or working on something or planning out his day, and Mr. Moore keeps his days very, very full, and I hope I have as much energy as Mr. Moore does when I get just 10 more years on me here, but it's quite incredible. Everyone that's on this call, you're very fortunate to have such leadership like the Moores. They're just the epitome of success, the epitome of really what our motto is, making a living while making a difference, and I think that Mr. Moore's made a difference in many of your lives by helping you and putting that first, and he's made a great living from doing that, and just a great role model. And I just wanted to say that first, Mr. Moore, and I'm not just buttering you up there just because I met my wife who used to work for you years ago, and she's working for you right now, keeping the kids at bay so they're not coming in here and disrupting the call. But do appreciate you allowing me to be on the call with you today. February 28th. Of this year marked my 17th year of Prepaid Legal Services, and haven't been around as long as you have, Mr. Moore, but in those 17 years, I've seen a lot of things at Prepaid, seen a lot of people come and go, I've seen a lot of memberships come through there, and, you know, but I see a few people like yourself that stay, Many people have gone on to other deals or just not been successful in our company, and a lot of that I truly believe, and this is just my opinion after looking, kind of standing back and looking at it over my 17 years, is because you've maintained your focus on what the real opportunity of prepaid legal services is, and it's the product. And, the product is really where that wheel of opportunity spins around. We have a lot of other niche things you can do. Recruiting is important because everyone that's on this call today, including Mr. Moore, was recruited by someone. And recruiting is a very important part of our business. But none of it would work. None of the wheel would stay together if we didn't have the product and the retention that holds us all there with that paying us those incredible commissions and the renewal income that you see. And I know Mr. Moore shared that with you many times on the call, and he's the, example. He's earning his renewals, and many of you that's on the call today has the same opportunity as Mr. Moore. You've just got to apply yourself and have a lot of good activity behind it and treat it as a job, and you're going to get a full-time pay out of it. And something I wanted to kind of speak about, and I know Randy wanted me to talk about it a little bit because I'm excited about it, is the International Convention coming up here this week. In fact, me and my team is going to be leaving to Oklahoma City tomorrow afternoon to get set up for all the trainings during the week. But out of my 17 years of prepaid, this will be my 17th international convention. And I, even from the very first one I attended way back in 1994, I just didn't think they could get any better. And every year throughout the 17 years, they've continued to get better and better and better. And, I don't think this one's going to be anything different than that. Associates attending this international convention will experience perhaps one of the most memorable events of our 39-year history, going on 40 years of the company. And I'm really looking forward to Mr. Stonecipher's keynote speech. He's really excited about it, and I hope all of you are, too, from hearing from Mr. Stonecipher. I mean, it's just incredible to think over these 39 years of what all our company's gone through and what he's done and sacrificed to get us where we're at. And, of course, reflection of the past 39 years, accomplishments and growth, but even more so, a better understanding what the future holds for all of us as we engage with our new partners at MidOcean and as they shed more light on where we're going in the future with the company. So I look forward to being with everyone there at the International Convention. And I hope all of you are able to come to some of the trainings. I'm going to kind of go through those right now, if you don't mind, starting on Wednesday morning. We're going to start out the morning from 8 o'clock to noon with the ADRS training. And it's going to be Mr. Mark Brown. Michael McCoy is going to be doing part of the training, as well as Jason Lavender, Melissa Wilder, and Katie Huff. We'll have some other special guests there as well. And you can walk-in. We are accepting walk-ins on all the training. All the pre-registration closed last Friday, but we still have room. So, if you're out talking to your team, you can invite them to come out. We'll make room for them at all these trainings. Later on Wednesday, from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock, we're going to have the business consultant training, and that's going to be with Mr. Rob Vest, Jason Lavender, and Thomas Owens. And the business consultant training is really how to affiliate yourself with people of influence, trade organizations, chambers of commerce, other type of infinity groups that have group membership bases, or other organizations that like the chamber that have small businesses that are part of their organization. Mr. Rob Vest is going to really teach the simple facts on how to go out and open groups and to close them and enrollments, all that facet of the group business. And Mr. Lavender is going to share his tips on how he's been successful with some very large organizations and how he's affiliated with other associates to work those, as well as Mr. Thomas Owens. He's going to teach a piece on how to use the business consultant agreement for recruiting insurance people or bringing them into the business a little different way, and he's going to go through all the details on that. And we expect that the 4 hour training is really going to be good. We're going to tie it all in together, and it's going to make a lot more sense on how to really use a business consultant agreement out in the marketplace with groups and recruiting. On Thursday morning from 8 to 5, we're going to have the group master training. And this was going to be phenomenal. Everyone just continues to get a little bit better. And this is no exception. We're going to have Mr. Jimmy Parrish, our group vice president out of Alabama. He's going to be helping us on the training, as well as Mr. Alan Roman, our group vice president out of Missouri. Krista Oftenberg, our 2010 Trainer of the Year and group trainer out of Southern California. And Miss Amilda Kaufman out of Ohio will be doing the training there, the mass training. And it's really, we've really backed up on this one. We're really going to provide some of the same information we've always given you, but from a little different angle. And we're real excited about the master training that we're going to kick off. And hopefully Mr. Mark Brown's going to come over and help us open up the morning over there, and expect a full day of great training tips. And one of the things that this little group, Jimmy and Alan and Krista and Amilda, wanted to bring to all our associates is that really they're not any different than anyone else that's on this call or anyone coming into prepaid legal services. They started out like each and every one of you and myself, really not coming from a sales background. And they're going to really help you understand how to better utilize your time and have confidence in what you're doing in the group market arena. And they're going to share all their things, that mistakes and things that they've learned the hard way, to take you through their learning curve simply in that 8-hour period. So we're looking forward to the master training on Thursday morning. And, of course, you know, later in that morning we have CDLP training, commercial drivers training with Mr. Eddie Morgan. And, of course, later in the evening we're going to have the executive director banquet. And I'll be looking forward to seeing many of you that's on this call there at the ED banquet. And we'll be recognizing a lot of new ring earners. And you know, Kenneth and Randy, you guys got a lot of ring earners on your team, and many of your ring earners have earned it through the employee benefit part of prepaid legal services. Are you still there?
Mr. Davis, I hear you. I don't know if Mr. Moore, he mutes himself out sometimes. I don't know if he got back on.
Yep, pressing the button wrong.
Oh, that's all right. Well, I just was kind of finishing up there a little bit. But I think it's the international conventions is going to be great. I mean, there are going to be a lot of new announcements. I'm looking forward, like everyone else that's on the call with us, on hearing those announcements. And, you know, look forward to seeing everybody in Oklahoma City.
Well, you know, Keith, you and I was talking this morning, and like I said earlier, the key to this thing is opening up new groups and then servicing the groups you have. Would you not agree to that?
I absolutely agree with you 100%. In fact, we this Monday, you know, we looked at the top three producers for the year, and all three of those were the top group openers of the year too.
That speaks volumes, absolutely speaks volumes for itself, and it will continue to be that way. But anyone, the year's just started, anyone could still be the top producer for the year, anyone at all. You know, Mr. Jimmy Parrish was our top producer on our team last year, and Jimmy's right in there battling it right out again this year. So a lot of these people on this call tonight, they're just really getting warmed up. I know that. They know that. People, because of mid-ocean, they kind of slowed down a little bit. Some people did. Some people didn't phase them. But now they realize it's just going to be bigger. It's just going to be better. There's going to be more emphasis put on groups than there ever has before. And I think while they were doing that, Keith, we need to take advantage of that momentum, don't you?
Absolutely, we do. And, you know, I know many people like Cheryl Ann DeGaud and her team's taking advantage of it. They're still right out there. And the new people, you know, Kenneth, we see them open a lot of new groups. We had 17 new people last week that opened a brand new group, 46 for the month of March, and I expect that number to grow because new people coming in, they hadn't had the distraction work thinking about mid-ocean or any changes of prepaid. And really, and Harlan, if he was on the call with us today, you know, he's made a good decision, he's made the right decision, and he'd tell us all the best is still yet to come.
Yes, he did. He just told me that, absolutely just told me that the other day. The thing about it is people like Cheryl Ann DeGaud and Jimmy Parrish and Bob Pelzer and Randy Moore and Jeremy Moore and all the others, just, I couldn't name them all on the call, they don't know when they're whipped because they're not whipped. My grandfather always said, son, you're not whipped. Do you think you are? And I tell you, the more success team it's not ever whipped. They're just getting a breath of fresh air, and we're going to go out there. We're going to try to make you and the groups proud of us, Keith, and we always appreciate you so much for everything you do to try to help us. And would you not agree that also people working in teams and field training is a major portion of our business, and that people, that even the people that's well, maybe been in 10, 15 years doing group, when they take somebody out and train them, they're really at their best, better than they are by themselves?
Well, absolutely, Kenneth, and we have folks on the call every Monday morning that talk about that, that take someone out in field training. They learn just as much as the brand-new person they're taking out in the field. In fact, I've had several of our top group field trainers tell me that it really helps them to really push themselves a little harder to be even better than what they would be if they were out by themselves.
Yeah. Well, you know, Keith, I've always wanted to talk to people out and think, well, I've got to do something good today. I've got this guy or this lady with me. We've just got to get out here and make some things happen, because I can't flub up in front of them. You know, it makes you want to – it kind of makes you feel bad if you don't do a good deal. So it makes you be on your very best behavior. I don't know if Linda Bowden's on here or not, but, you know, and I know Harold Pinson's on here, and you can't beat Harold Pinson. That man's always – but, you know, I was in the car, and Harold and I only worked together. We had a good time together, wrote a lot of business together, and 20-something years later, Harold Pinson's still out there writing business. So I think he would say to right now that field training had a major portion to do with him learning to do the prepaid business. If Linda was on the speaking mode, I guarantee she would say that. She, here a while back, she thanked me for the way I trained her, and I appreciated that. She was so energetic and everything. She thanked me because I gave her an ultimatum. I was very busy, as I am now, but I told her, Linda, I will help you and I will train you, but if I catch you in the house after 8 or before home before 5, then I'm not going to help you anymore. So I was pretty well on that, and she come home one day in July, and she said it was about 4:30, and she's sitting there, it's hot, and would go into her apartment and said, I don't want Kim to catch me in about 10 minutes. She said, wait a minute, I work for myself. I don't have sat in this hot car. But she was dedicated, you know, and we have so many people on this call tonight that's that dedicated. And, you know, Keith, you know, you've probably heard the story about Jeremy. I sent him out, and he just wasn't doing any good, and he hadn't made 8 presentations, and I simply asked him the question, why didn't you make 9? Made him mad and everything, but the next time he went out, well, he was going to quit like that, and he said, I'm going to prove the old man wrong, but he made another call, and guess what? All of a sudden, the next 3 calls paid off. Folks, if you get 1 or 101 that knows, that means you got 101 yeses coming right up the ladder. So we got to learn to take those no's, turn them into yeses, and get paid for the no's and the yeses both. I think you have a lot of people telling you that nowadays, don't you, Keith?
I sure do. And it's just a matter of everyone getting refocused and going out and creating some activity.
Well, you know, there's some things to get refocused on, but there's a few things that has always worked and always will, and that's that old simple thing like follow your dollar. And we hear people talk about it. They may not just say it that way, but and that's just the goal where you've traded or whatever it is. Those people don't owe you to purchase from them, but they do owe you to listen to you. And Wilbur Smith taught me one thing. It was hard for him to learn. It was hard for me to learn when we first started, but to get referrals, and we'd go into a business, and they would say, well, they wasn't interested. We did ours those days. It wasn't so modern now. We did them eyeball to eyeball, belly button to belly button. And they would say no, but invariably we'd say, well, which one of your business partners or your business acquaintances do you think would need this first? And invariably they'll give you a name if just to get rid of you. Then you go to that person, you say, you know, Mr. Smith over here told me to come over here. I have something he thought you might be interested in. That automatically turns that cold call into a warm call. And we use the old T system, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We'd go into a business, we'd go come back out, look, go to one on the left, go to the one on the right, and the one straight across the street. And folks, you may think that sounds kind of foolish, but I dare you to try it and see if it don't work. And, you know, Keith, one of the best groups I had for a while, I got simply walking into an insurance agent's office and telling him I wanted to help him with his bottom line. And, you know, from that developed a good association with him, which had groups, and I wrote a lot of business because just so happened the man did like his bottom line, as all people do. And the bottom line is, in a small business, if you can save those people time off work, then it's going to add that guy's bottom line because they're better workers to go and do the job. And when they do the job better, productions increase, profit increases, and it does help the person's bottom line. So, Randy, I'm sure you have some things to say to Keith. So.
Well, I do, but first of all, before I forget, you mentioned Linda Bowden earlier. She has relocated to the state of Oklahoma, so I want to congratulate her for that, and I'm sure she'll help us out, Mr. Davis, with production here in the state. You know that she's been around a long time, and she does an excellent job, so she'll be definitely a bonus for us here. But, Mr. Davis, we have a lot of seasoned associates on the line tonight, and we have a few that are, of course, brand-new associates. But coming into the convention here, which if you're just sitting around a room with us right now and you're just going to talk to us just a minute, what would you be telling us? What trainings would you suggest for our seasoned associates to attend while they're as far as group? Or what do you tell those people? How do you introduce them to the other areas of training that we'll be having at the convention?
Well, one of the things I'd want to tell them is, you know, you can't go wrong in any training that you do. And, you know, that's why we have group schools and retakes. Folks retake those over and over and over, and they love to mix it up with going to maybe see a little different trainer, although the content that we train on in group schools is not any different from one state to the next. It's just the way the little bit of difference in the personality of the trainer and a few little techniques that they throw in there. And I'd say the master training is a great training event to go to. It's on Thursday morning from 8 to 5, and we've mixed that up with several of our top group producers and continue to do that. And it's just a unique chemistry when we get four of our top people together and they can sit down and they really think about from the aspect of when they started out in the business on what, you know, what would have helped them, what would have really made a difference in their getting started in prepaid if there was this type of training available. And so the group master training, I think it's 8 hours. It's really kind of from the A to Z. We're going to go through the whole, all facets of doing group marketing, from, you know, going to doing the cold calling to the warm market to presenting to the employer and the employees. And just, we're just going to break it all down in that 8 hours. And, you know, I just think there's a lot of things that you can pick up on. Whether you're a seasoned producer or someone brand new in the business, you pick that up, you know. That 8 hours is 8 hours of training that we can't really put into the group school. And we're not doing all the fundamental things that we do in group school. We're breaking it down and going in a little more detail on what we would like to do in the 2-day group school. So really, the master training, I'll probably get more compliments on that from across North America than probably about any other training that we do there. And we have associates that have attended every one of those, and I expect we'll have a large group of former attendees at the master training. And, of course, you know, the business consultant training, you know, that's really a great piece, a facet. It's a niche of the business, just, you know, like a piece of the wheel that we have there, the prepaid legal opportunity, like recruiting and group and small business. And but the business consultant training is gives you a little bit more arrows in for your game there, I believe. You can get in and really recruit people that you really – you know, really don't want to go out and get licensed or do the presentations, but they have the warm contacts. And it's kind of like Kenneth was talking. If you know someone of a person of influence or organization of influence, it's a great way to share revenue with them as they introduce you into businesses. And you know, I can't think of anyone more than better than Rob Vest, probably, on opening groups to really head that up, and on the training part of it, on breaking it all down on how you really build the relationship and the different facets of being a partner with them, as well as, you know, we're kind of breaking it up this time. We've got Jason Lavender who's going to share quite a bit. So the business consultant training, I think, is significant. It's a way to an agreement to also recruit insurance people that may not want to be licensed do the presentations, but want to open the door to their block of business and allow you to come in and do the enrollments yourself. So it's a really great way to revenue share. So I don't know. I'm kind of partial to all of them. Of course, you know, the ADRS, the Affirmative Defense Response System, a little more sophisticated program. You know, I really encourage people that's been around a lot longer. You know, that's why we put a higher criteria on our associates to attend that, 300 sales and opening at least 3 new groups, because it's a little more sophisticated, the more time consuming, and you know, and I just think it's a training that's if that's your background and or the direction you may want to go, it's a good training for you to come to that too. But really, all the trainings are great, Randy.
Well, we're just blessed to have such a company that has such great training. Of course, you can train forever if you don't get out there and do it.
Right.
As well as I do, you don't. No money's made until a sale is made. So I do encourage everyone that's on the call to try and pick up at least one additional training while you're there at the convention. You know, it doesn't do you any good to be out in the hallways talking, and, you know, you're not really going there for a vacation. This is all about your business, and you need to take advantage of the tools that we are providing you are prepaid, and Mr. Davis's division is providing you with all this fabulous training. Encourage you to take advantage of that, and it's just like, you know, being certified to sell CDL or small business or any of the other things. You know, you want to make sure that you have the knowledge in case one of these other things ever pops up. You know, at least you'll have the knowledge where at least you know enough where you don't mess it up or something like that. So, again, I want to encourage everyone while you're there, plug in. And I know, Mr. Davis, I know that any time that any of our associates need some help, I know you've always had a great open-door policy at the home office if they're there, if you're not tied up or whatsoever, and you've always been so gracious to answer your phone calls. I think you got a lot of that from Mr. Wilbur Smith way back when. That's some great work ethic that you have instilled there. So just from our team and for all the leaders that we have on the call, we want to thank you so much for the excellent job that you're doing there at the group division with prepaid, and just for being a friend of our More Success team, because it is so helpful. Sometimes you have a problem, sometimes you need some help, to be able to pick up the phone and know you personally. It makes all the difference in the world. So, again, I want to thank you for all your efforts. And, you know, past 17 years, in blanking, it'll be 25. That's just about the way it's happening, it seems like, right now. But, again, thank you so much for all your efforts, and we look forward to seeing you, of course, at the Executive Director Banquet Thursday night, and, of course, at the different trainings and during the convention.
Well, absolutely, Randy, and I appreciate everyone that's on the call. We're just here to serve you guys. We're your servants, and we wouldn't be at Prepaid, wouldn't have this great opportunity if it wasn't for you guys. So we look forward to seeing each and every one of you in Oklahoma City.
I want to tell you one more time, while everybody can hear me, I appreciate your great attitude and your great servant's ability. You know, the Bible teaches that, and you really go out there and try to make it heaven happen. You know, I was just thinking still yet about referrals on groups. The best day I ever had in the world in opening groups was we opened 7 groups in one day. I never did before. I never have since. But it was a great day, and it was all because we bounced off of one group that referred us to another group that referred us to another group, all in one single day. That's the kind you dream about. Don't happen very often, but I believe if I was out there working, it would happen a little more often. But again, Keith Davis, thank you. Thank your lovely wife, and I tell your children hello for me, and I'll tell you what, we'll have a cup of coffee in the morning.
All right, that sounds great, Kenneth. Have a great evening.
Thank you, and good night.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Davis, again, I want to remind everyone that the convention is this week. If you haven't yet registered for a breakout session, please do so. Just go to our website, moresuccessteam.com, get registered for that. We've got some great things, a lot of recognition, top producers, recruiters, open most groups. There's just a lot of different recognition that we'll be having at the breakout. Of course, we've got Mr. Rip Mason with MidOcean, that when the transaction takes place, then he will be the new CEO and partner with Prepaid Legal. He will be our special guest speaker at our breakout session, and we have Mr. Peter Gruenbaum, which is the oldest board member with Prepaid Legal. He has agreed this year. He wanted to speak at our breakout session. So that, along with all the different leaders and top platinums and millionaire club members and everyone on our team that will be at that event, it will just be a great time to meet and greet people from all over the United States, and including Canada, and bring your business cards so you can share that, because if I've got somebody in New York or Kansas or whatever, I want to meet those people because I may need, and then when they're on our team, we can call them up, and it's not a true stranger, and maybe you can help each other all across North America in the business. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm excited about our upcoming call. Again, in 30 minutes, we've got Mr. John Hoffman. He's a $300,000 income earner, platinum executive director, millionaire club member. He's a good friend of our More Success team. He is our special guest speaker tonight, and I'm really looking forward to hearing from him. Along with, we've got some new EDs that we're going to have on the call, and I know they're very excited. So with that, Mr. Moore, I'm going to turn the call back over to you.
Well, Randy, I think it's been a great call, and of course, everybody hear it pretty quick, but we had the number one recruiters, the number two recruiters, the number three recruiter, and the number four recruiter for this week, all on the Moore Success Team. Now, I think that is knocking them dead. And, guys, we want that to happen more often in recruiting, but we want it to be happening more often in the group division. So any way you want to talk things over with me or just straighten me out or anything else, get me on the phone. I'll be glad to listen to you. Maybe I can help you, maybe I can't. But let's kick this thing up a little bit more and let them know what we're really made of. I don't care what their team is redo or do it. I don't care what the name of it is, Freedom or whatever. We're just a Moore Success Team. That means more success for you and more success for me. God bless you, and I'll listen for you at 9 o'clock.